Hello, loyal listeners. If you want to see Pork Fried Dice comics and animated GIFs, hear secret bonus behind-the-scenes content, and support us in the process,
just head over to tinyurl.com/supportpfd and subscribe to us on Ko-fi. Every gold piece helps us keep Pork Fried Dice going.
Thank you!
You're listening to the show about talent shows. It's Pork Fried Dice!
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I do this thing where I'm like, should I offer to, and I'm just
you
watching it happen.
You almost touch Roscoe's butt 10 times.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to, but also I'm here.
Ow, my gluteal stabbage.
Oh, sorry.
Gluteal stabbage.
We'll be up soon.
Gluteal stabbage. I fly away. I fly up and over the railing.
Yeah, he fell on my knife. Wait, it wasn't my knife. I don't know. That was weird. That whole situation. Let's not talk about it again.
Yeah, poor Eric.
Oh, the knife.
All right, everybody's back on board. Welcome back, everyone.
Oh.
Should we all right. warm ourselves around a fire, dry off?
No. No.
Is something funny, Roscoe?
No, just... Not noy.
Not noy?
Not noy.
I'm going to my room.
I need a clean towel from my room to
dry off.
Wring out my hair.
Yeah, everyone go and dry off, and we'll meet at the over by the where the games were being held. We'll meet there at is it a morning talent show? Did we get it scheduled?
That's weird. Maybe we can get by making it at breakfast and nobody else will see it. What if
well,
you have
it's gotta
planned?
Be because we've got to impress the ferret as soon as possible.
I can pitch
aren't there only, like,
the
three
thing
other people
that
on
I
the
did
ship?
To repair the wall.
I don't know who, but we have agreed that everybody on the ship is required to participate in the talent show under punishment of death. And I don't know. I like the idea that it's a breakfast talent show
breakfast
that we have to be
show.
That everybody on the ship has had to develop their routine or their talent.
Yeah, but do
overnight.
They know? Did the other people? I'm assuming they were sleeping.
While somebody had to tell them.
What are they going to get this message?
They're just going to have to come up with the talent.
It's up to the ferret. This is the ferret's, like, stipulations that I'm putting in Eric's mouth.
Sure.
But how did they find out?
I don't... We'll find out.
Does
if
the
they
ferret...
found out.
Crap.
Does the ferret still have, Wait, no, the one guy mutinied. Everyone's dead.
Most people are dead. There's
what
Reed
about the
Thorin.
Surviving?
There's Reed Thorin. There's a guy that was in the... that was guarding the bedroom next to ours that we were in while the magic was off. And that might be it. Oh, and the guy in the cage, Sean Indigo. And then the guests, like the lady who
and
invented
lady.
Something...
Super
if there's
yeah,
any, are, oh,
Susan.
And Gnar.
Gnar. So let's just say this, that a part of Roscoe and Mo's planning together in the last session, it did involve them going around to everybody on the ship and giving them a cordial invitation to the required talent show and explaining, because first they went to the ferret. And they took notes of like, okay, is this happening? Okay, these are the rules. Okay. We'll spread the word. And they went around and they gave Sean Indigo like through the cage, like his invitation.
Yeah, is he still in a cage?
He's still in the cage.
Holy crap.
You are cordially required to attend.
That's great.
You could not find Sue Broadmoor. Oh. And you could, and you gave Gnar his
message. Whoa, we couldn't
message.
Find.
Damn, okay. Sue Broadmoor's going to be killed at sea for not showing up to this talent show.
That's what happens when you aren't around to receive your invitation. Everybody knows that.
Yep. All right. Easy peasy. Problem solved, everybody.
All right.
But this is D&D.
Give it to Gnar and Sean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just writing that down. All right. Weird. Okay.
Weird.
You are cordially required.
Required to attend
the talent show. Nice. Okay. Perfect.
All right. So does everybody separate once again?
Yeah.
I might follow Roscoe and try to find out what he's making me do or what his plans are, because I want to know. Or maybe I go into the room. Sure, if I separate, I'll go into the sex window room, because I have to, like, rehearse a pitch or something. I don't know. Practice what I'm going to.
Before we talent show, I want to go up and get a piece of cake. So just let me know when a good time to do that is.
We can do that right now, because everybody's going to rest until morning time.
Okay.
Yay.
Yay.
All right. Everybody go get your cake or whatever the equivalent is in your in your brain. So everybody goes and rests again.
Okay.
And you're all awakened again by another mystical note. Who's going to get kissed this time? Nobody.
Oh, really? I mean, we get mystical notes?
I mean, who knows?
Or is it just our invitation?
You already have that, I think.
Yeah.
It's a pretty mystical note.
I'm assuming that Roscoe's being very formal about it and making sure that all of them have notes. Do you even make one for yourself?
Would he waste all that paper?
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, so you all reconvene in the morning. You gain the benefits of a long rest.
Yay.
Can I, before, let me just look at my spells. Sorry. Do I have anything left? Yeah, I am going to create the bones, even though the illusion on this ship might not matter. I'm going to create it for the people who might not know about Bathwack, and if we potentially run into some pirates who want to know about King Bathwack, or if Juliet Rusher shows up, I'm going to cast that spell, but then everything's refreshed anyway, so I'm going to just give my spells back.
So yeah, you all find yourselves actually relatively near the kiss, as we're going to call it. the back of the boat, it's a brisk morning, the sun's just come up over the horizon, you're sailing, I don't know, into it, away from it, who cares. Yeah, there's a bit of a chop to the water, there's a brisk wind, so you might want to bundle up if you're up here for too long. But yeah,
how are you feeling, Will?
He just looks at you. Is it because we're here? That's what he's thinking. He doesn't say that out loud. Great. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm super duper.
Rolling a Rafina check. What is her question all about?
Do you want to roll insight on Rafina?
Yeah. Okay. Roll insight. He doesn't know what to do. Insight. Blam.
23.
Oh, okay.
You have a pretty good sense of why Rafina asked that. Maybe.
Is it because we're in the place where the kiss happened?
Well, because Rafina, she really did want Will to have a chance to, like, process and, like, have some alone time, not floating in the water, and then see if he was going to want to share anything or... I guess Rafina doesn't know how much he overheard, so...
Yeah, he doesn't. He's, like, it's so embarrassing. I imagine you think you're having a private moment, and then literally everyone was there. That's why he's like, why were you all there? What the hell?
Like, a curtain pulls back. There's a huge audience.
Yes, exactly. That was beautiful.
Yay!
He says... I'm fine. This is a lovely boat ride. And he leans on the railing and he looks at her and he smiles. He grins. He's grinning.
He grins.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's a little different than normal. That's great. Rafina's happy. Good. I'm so glad. So are we going to see Eldon again?
It's Eldon. And I don't know because... also, that was a god, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. Eldon.
But it's spelled with an O, Will.
So what?
I don't think he knows how to pronounce his own name. You'd think a god would know. I mean,
he's not. That's the thing. It's this is what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know what to say. That's Zolbertia. That was definitely Zolbertia, but it just looked like somebody I know. So I don't know what's up with that. That's weird.
Oh, stop lying. Oh, my goodness. Lying for heaven's sake.
About what, Rafina?
That's somebody you know. Did you say you didn't know who it was?
No, it's just somebody I know. It
looks like somebody.
It looks like somebody I know. Okay, yeah. Sorry. I forget my own lies sometimes. yeah, but I'm saying, like, it was Eldin doesn't float above in the sky. He doesn't do that. Okay, so this is Zolbertia. I don't know why Zolbertia kissed me. It's not, I did not go after anything. This just happened, and Zolbertia happened to look like somebody I know. It wasn't really a lie what I just said. It just was like how I'm perceiving all of this. I don't know.
Yeah, but Zolbertia is your own creation, right? So what's the deal?
Rafina, what are you even talking about?
What?
No.
What? Wait, is Mo right there?
Everybody's there.
I guess everyone's right there.
That's not true. Ask literally the thousands of people that follow Zolbertia.
I don't think they would know.
I mean, also, we're like, last night he said you created him.
Okay, again, we're in a weird world right now where albatrosses are also named Randy 2 weeks ago. So I don't know what's happening. I don't know what you're talking about, that I created Zolbertia.
Deception.
Okay, yeah, I definitely have to roll deception. And Roscoe has definitely been suspicious of this before. And also, yeah. This is a big deal. 13. Oh, no. There are people that are going to kill me over this,
you
guys.
Can roll insight, Abby, if you want. Or anybody.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. I'm passively listening.
20 insight from Bathwack.
Oh my
that's
god,
a
he
rare,
finally gets...
That's a rare insight.
Oh, jeez.
Aw.
Three.
Rufino.
I know.
Aw, Will, come on, you're full of shit.
I'm full of shit, okay, because the thing is, yeah, sure, I've had a lot to do with more and more people finding out about this god that has blessed Tivoli, okay?
Come on. He said you made him.
What do I look like? I'm just a guy, okay? I can't make a god. He was floating over the ship. You guys can believe whatever you want. It doesn't matter. There is enough movement to sustain Zolbertia for fucking thousands of years. But all I'm saying is that...
Good
sure,
thing, right? Do you get any cut of that?
Yep. Yes. That's what I'm saying. Yes, I do. Because I am like his hype man, okay? I'm the one that... contributed to the spread of this god, okay? So...
And do you get to kiss him because of that? Or is that like a perk? Or is that,
know
is
how
that
to
like
explain
a,
this.
A payment?
Did you make him out of Eldin like someone made the albatross out of Randy?
No.
How'd you do it?
I made him. Like, he was saying that I, like, you know, how somebody says, I'm a self-made man. Well, Zolbertia isn't necessarily a self-made anything. He needed a little help in promoting his ideals.
Deception.
Yeah, I know. You were the marketer. I know. So, is that another deception roll?
Yeah.
17. Oh, geez. Okay. If anyone gives him a second look after this, like if anyone succeeds and understands, like Will knows he's 20? On very, oh, who is that? Sheemy? Oh, so nice. Sheemy's looking like that. And Bathwack, the fact that Bathwack is also saying like, yeah, this mayor. So like he's just.
Sheemy's got his arms crossed and just looking at you, smiling and nodding.
Did you make him with an orb?
God,
Kick is fishing, by the way, and now he's starting to imagine the shape of an orb while he's fishing.
Oh, shit. That's not a good idea. Don't do that, but I can't hear your thoughts. Will says, all right, listen, I am not at liberty to talk anymore about Zolbardia on this ship. And he tries to make eye contact with every person in the party.
It's hard
to... Roll deception.
Roll deception? I mean, I guess, but he's trying... I mean, yes, he is at perfect liberty to talk about whatever he wants to talk about, but also there is a risk there. And he's saying,
I don't
like,
think that one requires a deception, it's to
just
be honest. More,
yeah, he's just like... Knowing so what I know. So he says, after he looks... he's like saying that as he looks everyone in the eye, and then he's like...
It's hard to look Shimi in the eye because he's one found eye. His way next to you.
Oh.
And he's like looking at everybody with you.
Oh.
Yeah, everybody, just back off. Will doesn't have to talk about this.
No, look, Shimi, I'm saying that I... How about in a couple of days, when or whenever that is, when we get on land, we can talk about other things, if you'd like.
Yeah.
You can have... Will. We can talk about other things right now. We don't have to talk about this.
I it's fine. I don't... Listen, I know that gods are people and that people are gods and that it doesn't matter. It, that's not what I'm talking about. I know other people care about that. But what I wanted to talk about was how you are feeling after your experience last night with the floating guy whose name is spelled with an O-N at the end.
It is. It is. What about Bathwack? I mean, like, why don't we call him Bat... Quack.
Diversion. Diversion. Roll a diversion check.
And why doesn't Roscoe have an E on the end? You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Roscoe doesn't have an E on the end.
I know. Why doesn't he?
Talking about that dead guy again?
The dead guy.
Oh, okay.
Bathwack. King Bathwack, who I mourn a lot. Okay.
Let's talk about the... So I do want to kind of read the party. Like, is anyone freaked out by the... by this thing about Zolbardia being created by Will? Rufina is not freaked out.
This is not news to Roscoe.
Right.
What didn't we see something? It was something after the captive eating coyote, some handwriting of Zolbardia that was Will's handwriting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you didn't know that he had like made anything. It was just that you were already disillusioned with gods. And so you were like, whatever. Cause Will had said he gets money from... He has an investment in the House of Zolbardia. So this is, as I don't know, confirmation that you might not have received before.
Okay, so the rest of the part, like, Bathwack's not losing his mind or anything.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I might freak out if someone I knew someone who made God, but right now, we have a show to do.
Yeah, exactly. All right, did everyone have some breakfast before we have our show?
Yeah, kick through me a fish.
Will, eat a fish.
No.
Okay.
Shimi, didn't you make
Roscoe,
anything?
Do we have our scripts?
To be clear, most of you actually don't have any lines. It's mostly just,
juggling?
You can do what you want. I've incorporated moments for, artistic license on your parts, and I just got a quick go through and change every instance of Will to Valencio Pageman. So just bear with me. Oh boy. Anyone have eyes on Mo? Because we gotta make sure Mo's ready.
I mean, I do.
Yeah, he's ready.
I have eyes on me.
Hey, Mo.
Two of them.
You ready? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm good. I eat fish that kick throw me. And like I said, I maybe freak out about God thing, but right now I focus on show.
Great. Great. All right. Well, I will just hand out everyone's copy in a moment after I dig them out of my pockets, my wet pockets.
Oh, God.
It's still wet from last night. I don't know why.
Didn't you ring out?
No.
No.
It's probably hard for like 40 sheets of paper all stacked together to get dry. Especially when you have folded them up. That's like 160 sheets.
So, yeah, table level, like, yeah, I did not have as much time as I would have liked to work on this. And it is mostly just Mo talking.
I told you I needed lots of rest.
And the rest of us, so like, we can basically pause. Mo basically has something to say about each of us after we enter the talent show stage.
Ooh.
And so I would say let's have Mo read it, like Eric reads it as Mo, and then you listen to it, and then maybe describe what your character like did silently, artistically on stage. Is kind of the best I can offer you. So is the captain up there? Is everybody there?
Nobody's there yet. No.
Nobody's
You're
there.
You're preparing early.
Well, Roscoe hasn't given the scripts.
Okay.
To the characters yet.
Okay.
Well, maybe. I guess I don't really care. But like, I don't know. I want there to be like some sense of like. There's a show about to happen. Mm-hmm. I want people to be showing up. What time is the fucking talent show? Where is it?
Is this where we're having the show? Says Nar.
Yeah. This is right. You're in the right place if you're here for the talent show.
Yeah, you gave me the required invitation. I think you phrased it last night.
Yeah. Yeah, we can all sit. This is where the audience will sit, and we're all basically going to be each other's audience because we're all there is. And so, yeah, grab a seat, Nog.
All right.
You're ready? You got your act ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Great. Can't wait to see it.
Mm-hmm. And then from the stairs near the prow of the boat emerges the flirtatious ferret himself, Captain Flirtatious Ferret. And he prances over to you guys, classic ferret fashion. Hello! This is still strange.
Oh. The ferret has little to no buy-in.
Yeah,
really. Buy-in into this whole fucking thing. Whose idea was it originally?
Rafina. It was Rafina's, of course.
Well, the ferret's.
I cannot control her.
Fuck Rafina, right?
Oh, jeez. I think he wants to fuck everybody.
She's no longer available.
Listen, you all. Table level, you all need to remember that flirting is different than fucking.
Okay.
I've tried to teach all of you this separately.
How?
During our
personal.
You guys!
What's the difference?
We've each had private conversations about this.
What?
What the fuck? Personal training.
So weird.
Where the ones where you're like, this is not flirting.
This is fucking.
Yeah, I remember that conversation.
Oh my god. Holy moly. I didn't think I had so many private conversations, mm-hmm. Babe.
Yeah, babe. All right. It's okay. I wasn't flirting.
Okay, cool.
In any of them.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So, how long is this going to take?
If you don't want us to do this, we don't have to. That was just a suggestion, and I have fixed the wall.
Oh, good.
If you would rather go look at that instead of this.
Well, I mean, we're all here. I don't want to have to go down there and then come back up here, do you?
I think we can do this. I think we should probably get started. We can start with Nora, since he's here.
Okay. Do I just go?
No, I guess I'll... it's not too much of a conflict of interest, I guess, for me to be the official MC for tonight. This morning. Hello and welcome to the talent show, everybody. As you may or may not know, this talent show is intended to demonstrate the inherent worth and value of everyone on this ship, but especially me and my friends. And so, yeah, it's also just a little bit of fun to fill the time as we sail along toward Gully's End. And so, yeah, now without further ado, let's bring out our first act. Nar, come on up here. Everyone give Nar applause. Woo! Round of applause.
Who's clapping? Mo is very excited.
All right, well, here I go.
Oh, God.
And he delivers a hauntingly beautiful aria.
Aww.
He is apparently a talented operatic singer.
Whoa.
What voice part is he? Is he a tenor or baritone? A contralto?
Contralto.
He's not a castrati?
No, he's not a castrati.
Can we hear a bit of it, Eric?
Benavici del fuego. Nomine Patris, Spiritus Sanctum. The end.
All right.
Sorry, you said some of it. I didn't mean to do all of it. I apologize.
Rafina's in tears. That was so moving.
That was all right. That was fine. That was fine, everybody. It was fine. To be clear, I guess one other... is there, I guess the captain, Flirtatious Ferret, you are going to render judgment at the end of the talent show as to the winners, I guess. Maybe you could offer like first, second, third place, and then decide who wins what. Like maybe... Like, in terms of, you know, because you kind of were going to, like, punish us. And maybe our reward could be you not doing that. But anyway, let's just...
But only out of first and second and third. Only three of us.
Well,
don't get punished.
Oh, to be clear, no. We are signed up as a group. Oh. We win or lose together.
Oh. I see.
So it's really just first and second.
Is there any... Wait, where's... Did somebody go get Sean Indigo?
Is he still... Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Nobody tried.
Oh, no.
Well, should we go to him and he can do his act from within the cage?
Who's asking who?
I'm metagaming. Captain, how are we going to see Sean Indigo's act?
Hmm? Oh, don't worry about that. Oh, why don't we go on to the next thing?
Oh, God, he's dead.
So is it literally just Nar and us?
Huh?
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, that was great, Nar.
We got a good shot.
What about, I want to say, I'm just wondering, Bathwick must have made sure that Reed Thorin was okay during the resting period. Do we know anything about that? And that might make Bathwick nervous about Reed Thorin or the other person he knocked out.
I didn't check.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
All right. Well, I guess we'll get started. Everyone, without further ado, welcome to the stage half of the amazing duo. Mo.
And Roscoe will scarper off stage and join the rest of the group behind the curtain.
And there's no curtain. Mo.
Fuck you, Eric.
I wish there was.
Look, you picture one, certainly. I mean,
we're behind a barrel then.
A lifeboat. Yeah. So Mo walks onto the stage, kind of not really looking at the audience. And then Mo turns suddenly and says, "Oh, hello! Mo, did not see you there! What's that? You want to hear about Mo's talented friends? Well, well, well!
Oh my god.
Take a seat and stay a while and allow Mo to share."
We should mention that Adam wrote this as a script.
Yeah, just I'm
for reading anybody
this.
Who is listening. Yeah.
Okay, one of my newest friends, Roscoe! Roscoe LaFleur!
Roscoe enters.
Roscoe, talented at lots of things. Driving vegetables, throwing dogs, fleeing the circus, and doubting gods. He also like mustard. Oh, Roscoe mustard expert. Roscoe good at worrying, but also not give any fucks at all sometimes. Sometimes, same time. This make Roscoe what he call existentially versatile. Is that right, Roscoe?
Yeah, good job.
Okay, thanks. Okay, Roscoe's existential versatility challenges Mo to step beyond Mo's preconceived notions about the world.
So during that, Roscoe would have done this lovely interpretive dance, acting out the driving the rutabago and throwing Oscar / Roscoe. He acts out, when Mo says fleeing the circus, he acts out like a little game of Doc Doc Caboose.
And then that takes 4 hours.
And then looks horrified and runs across the stage. But yeah, and then when Mo's talking about like worrying, but also not giving any fucks at all sometimes, Roscoe will do these big clownish like a worrying pose, and then like a shrug pose, and then he remains on stage, standing the opposite end of the stage from Mo, looking ambivalent, kind of shrug and worried at the same time.
It's not an act.
Right.
And then...
And now Bathwack enters.
Yeah, Mo gestures to Kick.
Hi.
Hello, Kick. Kick is another one of my friends. We meet very recently. Kick is fisher, obviously. So he very good at fishing. But he also good at being leader and giving orders like king. But remember, he no king. He just fisher. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Roscoe's off to the side. He's like, no.
He also likes to use sword, which is totally normal for a normal fisher type guy. Once, he chopped two guys in half at the same time. But Kick not just killer. He also care about helping people. Mo never meet anyone as helpful as Kick in Mo's entire life. Kick even tries help people who no want help.
So I have a beat scripted at the end here, but Alex, if you have any ideas for what Bathwick might have done during all that.
Yeah. So when you said he's good at fishing, he would cast the fishing rod out into the audience, which is nobody.
It's just Gnar and the ferret.
Yeah. And then reel back nothing. And then as you start talking about being a leader, he kind of sidles around behind Mo and gives him bunny ears. And then when you say he also likes to use the sword, he starts just whipping the fishing rod around in a very clumsy way.
Yeah.
That's clearly supposed to be a sword pantomime, but without any skill whatsoever.
That's great.
And then he falls off the stage.
After I do have it scripted that after Mo says Kick even tries to help people who no want help, that Bathwack / Kick goes up to Roscoe and tries offering him help, but Roscoe shakes his head and steps away.
So I'll fall off the stage over to wherever Roscoe is. Did Roscoe exit stage, or is he still there?
No, you'll basically be like a couple feet away from Roscoe, but ultimately stay on stage. We'll all stay on stage, like, and the group will accumulate.
Okay.
Which bring Mo to?
Rafina enters. She'll have the same opportunity.
Mm. Yay!
Rafina is cook. She make weird drink things with anything she can find. She like to sing and yell real loud, too. She kill guy with crossbow, too. One shot, pow! She also make people like each other and like worms. Rafina what Roscoe's old circus friend, Malcolm Gladwell, would call a connector. Rafina see connection everywhere Rafina look, even where it look like no connection exists.
Now Rafina brings Bathwack and Roscoe together. But before that, if there's any Rafina, anything leading up to that that you would
add? Rafina is grinning like a maniac and curtsying, like running around the stage curtsying as if there's a large audience to every facet of the...
Just nice.
Yeah. Even the kill guy with crossbow?
Yep.
Okay.
At that point, she pantomimes like going, oops, and puts her hand up to her face.
Wow. You
I'm so
got,
glad
you
she's
really,
over it.
You really got that absolution. You just had way too much absolution.
Amazing.
She knows she's on stage.
Yeah.
She's going to act.
So then that all builds up to, even where it looked like no connection exists, Rafina brings Bathwack and Roscoe together.
She shoves them together.
Yeah, and then you stand with them. And we're a trio now. And then Will enters.
Can she drag Will on stage, please? Because that feels in character.
Yes. Yes, but then, yeah, pull Will on stage, but then go and join the group.
Okay, of course.
I like that it says Will enters Yank. And strikes a grumpy / obstinate pose away from the group. I think what happens is Will is just watching what's happening most of the time. He barely looked at what he was supposed to do or what his part was. So he gets on stage, he looks at the part for a second, like, and he's grumpy about it. So he naturally just does it. And then he realizes he's doing the part anyway. It says he strikes a grumpy obstinate pose.
That's
like,
great.
God perfect. Damn it. Oh, wait.
You accidentally...
just did exactly what he said I would do.
That's hilarious. That's great.
This Valencio Beigeman. Valencio so smart. He knows magic stabbing spells and lying spells. Yeah, he good at lying. He know fashion. Look at suit he buy for me. He also good at being mama lizard. Valencio also no want help. Mo never meet anyone as no one to help as Valencio in Mo's entire life. But last night, someone very important to Valencio encouraged Valencio to let friends help. So we will see. Maybe Valencio just need little push.
Off the ship, yeah.
So, yeah, is there anything during that Will would... would do or would it,
it's oh my gosh you. Yeah, so like I mean he realizes this is supposed to be a talent show, so he is hearing these things. He knows magic stabbing spells and lying spells. I think that instead of actually stabbing anything or doing anything like that, he's gonna just do a couple of like little swirly magic lights or something, and then kind of think. Ooh. And then make like I'm gonna cast
Eye bite.
The deal. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It is a talent show. I think I'm going to spend the spell. I'm going to cast. I guess it has to be Major Image. I think that's the only one that would work. And I'm risking this, but I don't know. I think it's maybe a good move to make it look like a ferret is dancing up to the captain, like caper, just like I watched the giant ferret come towards me. And Will might not have any idea of how regular ferret, I'm sure it's smaller, but like, you know, it might not be as small as a normal ferret, but makes like a smaller ferret scamper up or whatever to the captain. Mm-hmm. And then come back. Mm. Magical looking one. That one that I'm not trying to trick him or anything.
I get it.
More like a, you know,
yeah.
a very magical looking fantasy drawing of a ferret.
Like you clearly cast a spell. Like it's
it's like, look at this talent. Woo! Yeah, he's wearing a bikini. She's wearing a bikini. And then maybe like at the fashion thing, like I make it, I don't change my face, but I make my clothes look different a couple times. And then when he says, let friends help, I'm just kind of irritated. Like, I'm just like I shrug, like, how does everybody here have to know about this? All besides all the people who were up on deck. Now everyone else has got to hear about this, including Gnar, the only person in the audience. And then he like, he's like, looks at Gnar probably for a second. Like, did he, hopefully he didn't see anything. And then it says a little push and then, yeah.
Mo said maybe Valencia just need a little push, and that's when Shimi enters and strikes a heroic pose.
And finally, Shimi! Shimi good at puzzles, and he looks super cool with his gross ugly eye. He is our cook, but I don't think I ever see him cook. He also likes to talk. He want life to be big adventure. But most important, when it comes to adventure, she be good at giving everyone around him little push they need.
So, Eric, I don't know if you want Shimi to be doing anything during that before he does the scripted action.
He will make, like, different muscle poses.
Yeah.
At first. And, like, just, like, look cool and stuff like that. Just different poses like involving hands on hips.
This is the pose Eric did, but his one elbow out, and his hand on his hip.
So cool.
This is the cool pose.
So cool.
And then as per the stage direction, he will at the end of that push Will toward the rest of the group.
And the group now stands together in a teamwork pose.
What does that mean, Adam?
I don't know. I wrote that.
Do they spell out the word teamwork?
Yeah, like YMCA.
Can I still have Major Image cast. How long? Can I make the ferret come back up to us and like hang out with us, make it look like, good people.
But this also is not the final pose yet. So.
Okay. But I don't know that.
The first stage of the teamwork pose. Mo will keep talking.
It lasts for 10 minutes. So I could have the ferret like come up with us and scamper around us.
Oh, the magical ferret.
But that not even everyone. Mo also know loyal clockwork man named Captain Clockface.
Captain Clockface enters.
And Roscoe's dog, Oscar.
Oscar enters and jumps into Roscoe's arms.
Aww. And Rafina's skeleton cat, Pippa. Yay.
Pippa enters and jumps into Rafina's arms.
And her terrarium. Terrarium. Mo no think terrarium had name.
Terrarium enters and shakes its little terrarium butt at the audience.
Amazing.
And that, everyone.
Ahem.
Oh, what? Rafina, did I leave someone out?
Yeah.
Who?
You silly goose.
Oh, I forgot Mo.
Get over here.
Mo walks proudly over to the group.
Last but not least, there's me, Mo. I guess I'm good at stabbing. Oh, and I can sleep? A lot of Mo's friends can't do that.
Oh my god.
That's sad, but I think they're used to it. And no matter what happens, or how little sleep we get, or how many fights we have about gods or anything else, we have the greatest talent of them all. Each other.
So fucking stupid. Everyone stands together proudly in a big, like, presentational group hug. This is so fucking dumb.
Oh my god.
Ferret's gonna love it.
And we're gonna find out what happens next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Eric needs time to process. How would the ferret react to this? Oh, is this god. This is gonna be like a Billy Madison moment where the judge is like, that was
the dumbest,
the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having witnessed it. Yeah, for having listened to it.
I award you no points.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. funny.
That was, yeah. I mean, what do you expect with writing a script overnight?
Or like in 10 minutes or whatever.
But also props to Eric for, he did write a decent, like, this like a lot of chunks of this.
He gave
like,
me the prompt of what would Mo say everybody's talents are.
So that was extremely helpful. Like, I could not have actually done this today. Like, I had Eric's to kind of like build around.
Yay. And...
but so it is funny. Very teamwork. Silly, and I don't know if it's actually going to move the ferret. I bet the ferret's going to be like, okay, what?
We have the greatest talent of them all, each other. The ferret is like, what? All right.
So is Will.
Yeah, so I know. Will is like, jazz hands. Somebody start taking off your clothes right now. Otherwise, we fail this talent show.
Oh my god. Look, I can't win them all.
It's perfect.
Adam, it really is.
Especially because I love Roscoe getting high on brown treat. He's brown snorting treat. Brown and treat and writing this. It's so great.
All right, okay. Yeah. This is good. Yep. Oh, yeah. This is real good.
I love Roscoe, while this is happening, doubting it all completely. Like, what the fuck did I write last
night? Like, his eyes are so wide. He's like, what?
Is this what I wrote?
This is not nearly as good as I thought it was when I wrote it.
Oh, it's so cute. Everyone stands together proudly in a big group hug. That is such a funny talent show entry.
Like, it's just...
Well, Gnar wins.
God. Oh, fuck.
Like, backtrack. He could have, like this, once he chopped two guys in half at the same time, that almost could be a talent, but because he can't even pretend to be Bathwack, he's just inept. It's such a funny talent show.
Fuck.
I'm dying.
Holy moly. My face hurts. Oh, my God. Oh, thanks, Adam. That was great.
Yeah, that was
she killed guy ferret. With crossbow too. Oops.
That's amazing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What were you gonna say?
No, I was just imagining that the ferret's gonna have all of us get in one lifeboat and Gnar get in the other lifeboat and like hang them over the side and then
drop one
of them into the water.
That's how he renders his judgment.
Oh my god, I'm dying.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please leave us a kind review wherever you listen to us. Also, consider supporting us by subscribing to us on Ko-fi at tinyurl.com/supportpfd, where you can gain access to lots of exclusive treats and behind-the-scenes goodies. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.